Find a comfortable position in which you are centered and alert. For example, if you're lying down, make sure that your back is straight and your head is supported and your clothes are loosened. If you're seated in a chair, you could lean slightly forwards, straighten your back, drop your shoulders, and press your feet gently onto the floor. Now, once again, bring to mind a reality gap that you are struggling with. Take a few moments to reflect on the nature of this gap and how it is affecting you, and see if you can just let your difficult thoughts and feelings rise to the surface. Now just pause for a moment. That's all you need to do, just pause. Pause for a few seconds and notice what your mind is telling you. Notice its choice of words and the speed and volume of its speech. If your mind has gone quiet, keep noticing. Sooner or later it'll start up again. Be curious. Is this story old and familiar, or is it something new? What time zones is your mind taking you into? Is it dragging you into the past? Is it pulling you into the future? Or is it focusing on the present? What kind of judgments is your mind making? What labels is it using? Don't try and debate with your mind. Don't try to silence it. You'll only stir it up. Simply take a step back and notice the story it's telling you. And notice with curiosity, with childlike curiosity, all the different emotions that arise. What do you discover? Is there guilt, sadness, anger, fear, embarrassment, resentment, despair, anguish, rage, anxiety? Name these emotions as they arise. Silently say to yourself, here's fear, or here's sadness. Pay attention like a curious child to whatever is going on inside your body. Where are you feeling these emotions the most? Are they at the surface? Are they in the middle? What is the size, shape, and temperature of these feelings? How many layers do they have? How many different types of sensations can you notice within this feeling? Are there hot spots and cold spots? Is it moving or still? For each and every feeling that arises, notice what's happening in your body, and also notice the story your mind is telling you. Now slowly and deeply breathe into the pain, and do so with an attitude of kindness. Infuse this breath with caring and contribution. See it as an act of comfort and support. And imagine your breath flowing into and around your pain. Breathe into those feelings, no matter how painful they are. Do not fight with them. Instead, offer peace to your feelings rather than hostility. Let them be as they are and give them plenty of space rather than trying to push them away or squash them down. If you notice any resistance in your body, tightening, contraction, or tension, then breathe into that too. Make room for it. Contribute peace and space to all that arises, your thoughts, your feelings, and your resistance. If this feeling gets bigger, make even more space for it. No matter how big this feeling gets, it can't get bigger than you. So breathe into it, open up, and allow it to be there. And now, just as in the earlier exercises, pick one hand and imagine this is the hand of someone very kind and caring. And place this hand slowly and gently on whichever part of your body hurts the most. Perhaps you feel the pain more in your chest or your head, neck or stomach. Wherever it is most intense, lay your hand there. And if you've gone numb or you can't locate any particular place, then simply rest your hand on the center of your chest. Let your hand rest there lightly and gently, either on your skin or on your clothes. Feel the warmth flowing into your body, and imagine your body softening around the pain, loosening up, softening up and making space. Hold this pain gently. Infuse this gentle action with caring and warmth, as if you are reaching out to a loved one in great pain. Really let that kindness flow from your fingers. And now, using both of your hands, placing one of them on your chest and the other on your stomach, and allowing them to gently rest there, holding yourself kindly and gently, connecting with yourself, caring for yourself, contributing comfort and support. Now say something caring to yourself, something that expresses concern or affection. You might silently say a word like gentle or kindness to remind yourself of your intention. You might say, this really hurts, or this is hard. You might say, I know this hurts, but I can do this. You might even repeat a quote or a proverb or saying, as long as this does not make light of your pain. If you've failed or made a mistake, then you might like to remind yourself, I'm human. Like everybody else on the planet, I fail and I make mistakes. You might like to acknowledge that this is part of being human. Remind yourself kindly and gently that this is what all human beings feel when they face a large reality gap. The bigger the gap between what you want and what you've got, the more painful the feelings that arise. So this pain tells you something very important. It tells you that you're alive, that you have a heart, that you care, and there's a gap between what you want and what you've got. This is what all human beings feel under such circumstances. It's unpleasant, it hurts, and obviously you don't want it. And this is something that you have in common with every other human being on the planet. So take a moment to reflect on this commonality with your fellow human beings. Breathing into the pain, holding yourself gently, sending kindness through your hands, and again just speaking softly inside your own head, saying something kind and soothing to yourself. Bringing this exercise to a close, coming back to the room, having a stretch, opening your eyes and ears, engaging with the world around you, and seeing if you can take this sense of self-compassion and this sense of engagement out into the world, out into your day.